Hello and welcome to the Mark Marshall podcast series with me, your host, Caroline Kelleher, and Mark Marshall. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Hans.
Right, our podcast session today is covering spiders and spider bites. I think I suffer a wee bit from arachnophobia.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
But I would never kill one.
Yes. Why I want to do this talk is because of the fact that there is a huge fear and they get blamed for everything.
Yeah.
Every little bite in your body is a spider bite, mm-hmm. no matter what. And often people send me photos, especially on WhatsApp. Mark, what spider bit me? And I'm looking at this wound on their skin and I'm like, I don't know.
Dr. Mark.
An eight-legged spider maybe. And then I started laughing. And I said, also that they squished a spider and they said it bit me. And they wanted a photo of the, they sent me the photo of the squished spider to see. And I said, did it really bite you? No, I felt a prick and I looked down and I saw a spider.
Yeah.
And I killed it straight away because that's what bit me. And I was like, let's think about it first. The spider was very far away from you when you got that prick. So all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So that's why I want to talk about it.
Okay.
Firstly, we've got, everyone fears the two big spiders in South Africa. That's the baboon spider and the rain spider. Okay, the baboon spider is the big, hairy, tarantula-looking thing.
It's
massive.
Yeah.
Lives on the ground, doesn't like trees too much. You find him in rocky areas, and you also find him in your garden sometimes. So he is big. He can be aggressive. He lifts his two legs up, shows his big fangs. He can give you a nasty bite, but it's not a dangerous bite. It's painful, but it's not dangerous. You're not going to die. You don't even have to go to hospital. That is fine. All right, then the second one's the one that gives everybody the freakouts. That is the rain spider. The one where you're sitting all nice watching TV, then the spider falls on your face from the roof down like that on the web. Or it just runs across the TV screen. Or you're having a shower and you just turn around and it's sitting inside the shower door, sitting looking at you. It's big. It's not that hairy, but it's got long legs. And the problem with the spider is it's a jumper and it's a runner.
Okay.
And that's what makes people scared.
Yeah.
So those are the two big ones. And also that one is not dangerous. Can you believe it? The big, big, hairy spiders in South Africa are not dangerous. The small, little, tiny, neat-looking ones, those are the bad ones.
So if we do see one of those big ones, scary ones, and we do suffer from arachnophobia, what is the best possible outcome for both the spider and myself in
situation? Well, for me at one stage, I thought, okay, let's get this rain spider on the floor, and it's running on the floor. I'm going to get the broom, and I'm going to sweep it. That spider is so clever and fast, it runs up the broom. And right up the broomstick.
Okay.
So don't do that.
No
the
brooms.
Best thing to do is an upside-down bucket. Try and get it on the floor. Because when it's on the floor, you are above it and you really feel a lot more, confident.
Yes, and in control.
And boom, put on a bucket or a Tupperware container over the spider. And then you get a piece of cardboard or something and slide it under that.
Okay.
Like that. Boom, then you've got your spider.
Carry that out.
You can take them outside
and release it.
Yeah. And when you release it, release quickly, like almost semi-throw it. Because if you don't, the spider's going to run up your arm.
Okay, and they just run back into the house.
Give you the biggest fight of your life, yeah. So, so don't do that, yeah.
Okay, but, and the cycle of life?
The cycle of life with the spider. Now, we had a rain spider making a nest outside our bedroom window. 2 months later, they hatched. 300 little spiders came into our bathroom. Yeah, from that. So this is what happens. Some spiders can live for 5 years, some 25 years, depending on the species. So just remember, this is what happens. They say normally a rain spider is about 7-8 years. So that's a long time. So that spider's got lots of years of growing to do. So yeah, this is what happens. But now, baby spiders, little spiders. Now, there's three main ones you've got to watch out for in our area. The first one is the sack spider. Now, this little one is the one that makes a little sack nest between your curtain folds inside the lounge. You don't know he's there. He's a tiny little yellow-orange spider. He's only the size of a 50-cent coin. Now, this little guy also crawls into your bed when you're sleeping and under your pillow. And you don't know about it. You don't feel the bite because you're fast asleep when it happens. And the only way he bites you is because you roll on him or you squish him. And then he bites you.
Okay.
That's it. And the next morning you wake up, you go, oh, little mosquito bite. And you scratch it.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you scratch it, you start spreading the venom through your skin like that.
Okay.
And it's a very bad cytotoxin. So it basically eats your tissues. So you end up normally about 5 to 8 months to heal from that bite. Yeah. It's nasty, nasty little bites. So
what is the treatment?
Treatment is, there's no little antivenom or anything like that. keep it clean, and that's what you do. Okay. Just keep it clean, and you can go on antibiotics if you get an infection. And this is where the main part comes in. People have a swelling after a spider bite or whatever bit you, whether it's an insect, a spider, or anything. It's not the spider's venom that actually damages you. It's the secondary infection you get afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because you scratch and there's dirt under your fingernails and you put that into your skin and boom, you've got a secondary infection with compromised skin already. So that's what actually happens.
Okay.
So treat the infection and the spider bite will sort itself out.
Then if we do notice that little spider in the lounge, what do we do to preempt?
Same thing. They're so small. You can get a little broom or something. It'll crawl right onto the broom and take it outside. And
same procedure.
Same procedure. Okay. That's it. They're easier to handle than the big ones because they don't run. They stay on a web. That's fine.
Okay. So there we go. Spiders and spider bites. And in closing, Mark's latest venture is a testament to his desire to educate the youth about the wonders of the world around them. Moms and dads, make sure you get your hands on The Cocoon, a delightful children's book that tells the engaging tale of Emma, a young girl who discovers an intriguing object in her garden and goes immediately to Uncle Mark to answer all her questions. Beautifully illustrated by Bradford Marshall, the book is available for purchase online through Sandula Conservation's website, sandula.co.za. Till next time, Mark, thank you so much.
Thanks for that.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.